been an awful good girl, Santa baby. I'm hurried down the chimney tonight.
This might be the bane of your existence come the holiday time. Santa baby, songs like that coming on the radio and driving you more than a little bit crazy, possibly. I know that for Heidi Stevens from the Chicago Tribune, she wrote something, posted something on Facebook earlier today. She wrote, if we can't elect a woman to the White House, can we at least get Santa baby off the radio? I said, I'm with you. That would make America great again. And then I said, but if we're doing that, then we have got to get rid of Baby It's Cold Outside.
Well, you know, that lately has been getting observations from a lot of people.
Because it's a real date rapey song.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, it really, really is.
Yeah.
It's a creepy song. Now, somebody, so I'd written that back to Heidi, and somebody wrote back that there's a version out, I think by Him and Her. Is that a group? I don't even know who that is. There's a version out by Him and Her. Unless it was Steve and Johnny. Maybe they were referring to Steve and Johnny. But it wasn't a Gian-related thing. Saying there's a version where they reversed it, and the guy is the one trying to leave, and she's keeping him. And suddenly that feels, because it is terrible to say, sexual assault, but if a girl's trying to get us to stay, we're all in, right? And if slip something in my drink, that's fine. Yeah, I'll hang out. It's just a different thing, right?
Different perception.
It seems a little less creepy if it was a girl trying to get a guy to stay than it does, just because of our culture. But hearing Santa Baby now, and ever since I've really thought about the lyrics and started reading stuff about that, this is not good. So that is another one I'd like to get off the radio. 773 writes, Jingle Bells by Barbra Streisand. I'm done with it after working in retail for 18 and a half years.
I love that song.
I don't know if I've heard Jingle Bell, 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 Really?
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever heard it.
She slows it down from time to time, but then she really gets into it. Yeah. That's an old one.
No kidding.
It's been around a long time.
Julie's got some advice on handling your Christmas lights. Hey, Julie, how are you? You're on 720 WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Hey, so back to your point about the song. Maybe if it was two guys singing it, that would be even funnier.
That would be funny, and that would drive that would drive some people insane.
Yes,
and under this new administration, I don't think we're going to be having two guys singing Baby, It's Cold Outside. That's just a guess.
I think they've got bigger fish to fry than that. But anyway, my question, so I love decorating the outside of my house for Christmas.
Excellent.
It's just like, we are little. My brother and I loved it. He decorates his house. I decorate mine.
Cool.
But here's my problem. So, you know, you buy lights. And, okay, I'm going to do my bushes colored lights or maybe white whatever. You buy it up lights. And then the following year, you pull them out and, you know, you need four strands for the bushes, but three work, one doesn't.
Yep.
And if you get another strand of multicolored lights, it's not the same color as the three that you have.
Oh, do you
and
feel so, you find that a lot, even if you're buying the same brand, that they don't quite match?
So, yeah, I am. I think the colors over time dull a little bit. The new ones are brighter.
Mm.
But, I have these strands that, you know, don't work anymore. And, you know, maybe I brought them the year before. And I hate to just throw things away. And so I always have this fantasy in my head. It's like, oh, well, during the winter I'll have time. When I'm laying on the couch watching a movie, I'll just take one of these strands and with a tester, right, and test each bulb. And it never happens. And so I have this, so I have this pile of lights in my basement that I'm like, what do I do with these? So, and then sometimes when I try to change the fuse, I can't get that stupid fuse thing open. Like, what do you do here?
I must have an entire tub at home of the fuses. Tommy always makes us save all those fuses that come in the boxes. I've never once replaced a fuse. But you know what does work? I don't know if we're advertising it this year or not, but the Lightkeeper Pro, which is where you take out the dead bulb or where take out one of the bulbs where the strand is kind of going away, and you plug it into this thing, and you just keep clicking like a gun this thing all the time. And I don't know what in the world it does. It sends some juice through or overrides something. It's completely unknown to me, but that thing actually works in bringing back a lot of light strands. I don't understand
really?
It. Yes, I can't explain it. It's like some miracle of science, but that thing actually works.
It's I've never heard it. What is it?
It's called the right, Raj? The Lightkeeper Pro,
definitely,
I want to say. The Lightkeeper Pro.
Yeah.
Looks like a little toy squirt gun. It's green. And it you press a trigger on it, but what you do is you undo one of the lights on the strand, and then that socket plugs into the light keeper. And then once it's connected, you click, and it must be just sending some little electric current through to, I don't understand how in the world that works, but it must clear up the line or redo something.
Lou swears by it.
And then you plug the darn things in, and they're working. You're like, how the hell does that work?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going, I swear to you, I'm getting one tomorrow for me and for my brother for Christmas. That's awesome.
Try it out. Call us back next weekend, Julie, and let us know if it worked out for you because I'm guessing you'll find it at Walgreens or at Home Depot, places like that anywhere.
Or your neighborhood Ace Hardware Store.
Of course. I should mention the Sweet Lou, your old Roger one there. They have them, and those things, like Roger said, Lou talks about it all the time, those things actually work.
Wonderful. Thank you. Great show.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. Thanks so much for calling in. 312-981-7200 is the number. 309 says maybe not permanently, but for a couple of years, just for a couple of years, they would like to ban the 12 days of Christmas.
It just takes too long.
Really?
Unless you're really drunk and goofing around with it.
Okay. Yeah, I could see a karaoke, you're all hammered version of it.
Yeah.
The Muppets, John Denver, 12 Days of Christmas, I also
the
can handle.
Best.
That one
dun,
I can
dun,
handle.
Don, Miss Piggy. I love it.
Five golden. Yeah. So that version I can handle. But yeah, it's fun for the first 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, all right, come on. We got seven more days of this?
I have a friend, a very, very good friend, Gloria Jean.
Coffee maven.
Yes, sir. Every year she has a holiday party at her place, and we do the 12 days. But she pulls up people, 12 of them to be exact, and each one has to perform their day. And it's hilarious by the time we get done.
Well, now, she shouldn't just pull up 12 people. It should be more like, 24, 36?
Well, no. On
the first day, there should be one.
Right.
On the second day, there should be two more people.
Well, she does. But it's 12. So each one, the first day would be one person. Then the second day of Christmas is the second person.
But it should be two more people. I don't want to tell Gloria Jean how to run her party.
But
Raj, we need to change
this
right
now. First and second do their thing.
No.
All right. So you want, everyone involved?
Yes. Because need to be nine lords a-leaping, not just the nine people that are already up on stage.
Nobody's leaping at that stage of the party, I'm telling you.
But you need to have one person say Partridge in a Pear Tree.
Okay. I don't know if
and
we
then
got that many.
What's on the second? Oh, come on. She needs to have a bigger party then.
We don't have, 12. Yeah, I know. It's not that big of a house. It's not a castle.
You can find eight maids milking. Is it nine lords a-leaping, or was it supposed to be seven?
Seven lords a leaping, eight maids a milking,
nine ladies dancing.
Ladies
now
dancing.
This party's getting going. Come on! Hello, nine ladies dancing. I spike the eggnog and I'd like to partake.
We might try that this
yes,
year.
You will. Yes, you will.
Oh, gosh. That's going to be too much fun.
What's 10?
10 Lords of Leaping?
You already had Lords of Leaping.
No.
Yes, you
Lords
did.
Lords of Leaping. 10.
8 maids
Piper's
milking,
piping.
9 ladies dancing. 10 Piper's piping.
11
drummers drumming.
Coming.
12. Oh, God. I don't
know. Oh, what's the last?
11 drummers drumming.
We never make it to 12, by
everybody passes out before
we're
12.
Past that. It's. She does a great holiday party, great Christmas party.
10 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 12. Oh, my God, what is 12, people?
All right, we got to look it up.
312, somebody will tell us.
Somebody else.
312-981-7200 is the number.
And, of course, you know what the favorite song is.
What is your favorite song?
Well, for the party.
What's the party? Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
No.
99 Bottles of Beer on the Wall?
No. Remember whose party it is? Gloria's.
Jean. A Gloria?
Gloria.
In Excelsis Deo. Now, that seems like it's a tough one if you're all drinking. Because that's a, that people really need to be able to sing, too.
Yeah. Well, we do. I don't, no one's singing on note except the piano player.
Yeah. I think you send your friend an email tomorrow and say, listen, I've got an idea. We need to kick this up.
I'm blaming you for this.
That's fine. Okay. I want an invite. Maybe I'll come.
All right.
I'll be a Lord of Leaping or a Lady Dancing. I don't care. It's Christmas, baby. Harold, you're on 720 WGN. Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic.
Excellent.
How about you guys?
We're doing okay so far. Can't complain.
There you go. Well, okay, man. So you guys were talking about, you know, you got problems where you're, you know, your strands of lights are got dead bulbs in them. You're trying to find out which one's the bad bulb and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a song by a guy named Bob Rivers, and it's called 12 Pains of Christmas.
12 Pains?
And 12 Pains. The 12 Pains of Christmas. And it's okay. About all the things you give somebody for Christmas, like 12 Lords of Leaping or whatever. It's about the all the things that go wrong.
Okay.
And hopefully you guys have found it and you can play a segment. But there's one part where it's like, you know, stringing up the lights, and then by the time you get to the, you know, the 10th, 11th, 12th, you know, part of the song. That person is complaining. One goes out, they all go out. You know, and then it's like, who brought these lights anyway? You know, and it's like, and it's just about everything that goes wrong. About, you know, the mother-in-law. It's like she's a witch. I hate her.
Oh boy. So this is a good drinking Christmas song, is what you're saying, Harold?
Yeah. Well, there's Bob Rivers. Put out about 3 albums, and it's all just, I mean, you know, one song is it's Away in a Manger, but mm-hmm. They changed it to the animal song. I forget which song it was, but they it's you know, there is a house in Bethlehem. It's like, there is a house in Bethlehem. And whoever he gets to do the voice.
Is that House of the Rising Sun?
Yeah.
House of the Rising Sun. But yeah. There is tons of this stuff.
That's funny.
There's one that's it's like Iron Man, but it's like, I am Santa Claus. And it's got that guitar riff that Tony Iommi did.
Oh, my God. Too funny.
There's a whole bunch of them. But, yeah, since you guys were talking about, you know, problems with lights not working and trying to find out. Throwing away whole strands because you're tired of finding a one bulb, you might try that song, 12 Pains of Christmas.
All right, we'll look it up. Harold, is there a Christmas song that you regularly hear on the radio that makes you turn the dial that you're like, I just can't handle that one?
There probably is. I can't think of anything offhand, but I got to agree with the one person about the Barbara Streisand
version. I've never heard this. Like,
oh, yeah, I heard it before. But the thing is, I'm an oddball. I have a ton of music of all kinds, and I've got, you know, I don't know, I must have 800,000-900,000 Christmas songs. And
oh, cool.
I mean, some of them are just Christmas, you know, are just like standard tradition Bing Crosby, and then some of them are novelty songs, Stan Freberg or Blank or something like that. Oh, and cool. A lot of it's funny. And you know, I used to ride a pedicab, and so I would, you know, I just have this playlist set up, and I gotta tell you, it the thing that people don't like, and I wish they did, is the novelty stuff. They don't like the unless it's something that they're very familiar with. But the things that make me laugh, that crack me up, and people are like, what's this? Like when you hear House of the Rising Sun, but it's actually a Christmas song.
Yeah, that's
people
fun.
Are like looking like what's going what's that?
Well, it sounds like you've got a good rotation, so you never run out. Harold, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. 312-981-7200.
Ready?
Brian.
Well.
What was that?
That was a stupid YouTube ad. No, it was a stupid. Yeah, I got to hear.
Come on, Roger.
There you go.
Which is this?
This is Barbara Streisand.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. We're dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the...
Okay, that's fine.
Barbara, we've got time. Slow down. Where do you have to be?
It's a long concert, you know?
Oh, my God. Is the cab run? Is the meter running? What's going on? Holy.
You never heard that one before.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
And I hope I don't again. My goodness. Brian, you're on 720 WGN. How are you, sir?
I'm laughing at, you know, about the previous thing. And I have heard that song, to the tune of House of the Rising Sun by the Animals and that. I've heard that and whatnot. But what I was going to, I called, was that the 12 Days of Christmas, I read an article, and I don't remember exactly how long ago it was, but it was where they were mentioning in the article, and I believe it was done by the Tribune, mm-hmm. and they were estimating the cost of each individual of the 12 steps of how much it would cost, and it actually came out into the millions.
Brian, I think that article is actually written every single year. I bet it was in the Tribune, but I bet it wasn't written by the Tribune. I bet it was like a national article or somebody in London writes it. I think every year they update, if you purchased all these gifts, here's what it would cost.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you estimate what Lords of Leaping would cost, because I don't know where they look that up exactly. I'm guessing it's like on Craigslist in a dark room.
Right.
Rates may vary and costs may vary depending on the Lord and how much leaping he truly does. I imagine. It wouldn't be cheap, and I don't think anybody in your list is going to be really happy if over 12 days they get the stuff on that list.
Yeah, exactly. They ain't going to have no money to buy gifts for the kids.
And where are you going to put Aid Maids of Milking? I mean, who has room for that?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you do with all the milk? I mean, come on. It's very impractical, Brian. Thanks so much.
I understand. Anyways, it was great to talk to you. Great show.
Hey, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. 312-981-7200. Now, Roger, somebody texted, 209 texted that it's 12 drummers drumming. So we've got it all screwed up.
I got my drummers mixed up with my flautists.
There's flautists flouting?
Well, the flutes, the
that's blown, the piper's piping.
It's a piper piping.
Hey, flautist flouting. I like that. No, wait. Do you have it? Did you pull it up? Do we have the order here? Can you look it up? Because I can't get on the internet. Something's wrong.
What's going on with you guys down there?
773 says, and I so agree, 773. Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas by Paul McCartney is a terrible song. Christmas radio should rotate at least 500 songs rather than the 15 or 20 same overplayed songs. Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas.
Oh, shut up, Paul! Shut up! Do you notice?
I bet there was
he never sings it at his concerts anymore.
Because it's awful. It's awful.
All right, here we go. You know what number one is?
I love Christmas.
Right?
Number one is Partridge in a Pear Tree.
Thank you. Number two?
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two doves?
Yep, turtle doves.
Two turtle doves.
Do they have a hard shell? Okay.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three... Oh, God, just go through it. What is it? Three French hens. Four...
Calling birds.
Five
golden
rings. You know
this
rings,
one. Right. Ba-dum-bum-bum.
Six...
geese.
Six geese a-laying.
Mm-hmm.
Seven...
Swans.
Swans are swimming.
Right. Eight
maids of milking.
Right.
Nine ladies dancing.
Yep.
10
leaping.
Lords of leaping. 11
blowing their pipes.
Pipers piping. 12 drummers drumming.
Yep. There you go.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a good party if you actually had all those things. Because you got pipers piping. You got lords of leaping.
And drummers drumming.
And ladies dancing.
Yeah.
That's a party.
How are you going to have maids of milking? You need eight cows.
That's I don't understand. Well, it depends on how you look at it. It's like you're a Supreme Court judge. You have to interpret the Constitution here,
okay,
Roger.
So what else could drinking milk?
What else could eight maids of milking be?
They could be drinking
what's
milk.
What's a good alcoholic drink with milk in it?
Ooh.
There's eggnog.
Yeah.
There's what? There's got to be some sort of like a white Russian.
Kahlua and cream.
Kahlua and cream.
Yeah.
So they're in there.
But they can't be lactose intolerant.
They're in the sexy French maid outfits. Now, this is my fantasy Christmas party. Party, right?
This and then is they're all walking your around, fantasy.
They're walking around serving some great alcoholic drinks while the pipers are piping, the drummers are drumming, the ladies are dancing, the lords are leaping.
Yeah.
We got a party going on now. But the doves are flying around the room, pooping everywhere, causing problems.
And the French hen is laying eggs.
Somebody ate the pears out of the tree.
Right.
Partridge got killed by, you know, somebody fell on it.
Right.
Probably be a lot of mayhem involved.
And the calling birds, who are they calling?
That's a good question.
That's what I
What are calling birds? Is that like carrier pigeons?
I don't know. What's a calling bird?
I don't know. I don't know. It was written a long time ago.
Way long time ago.
Life was different. Life was different. I wonder if somebody wrote the 12 Days of Christmas now, if this had never been written.
Oh, wait a minute.
It was right now.
Oh,
what would they write?
Of course, I'm using the most expert of sources.
Wikipedia?
Yeah, thank you.
Journalist that I am.
Thank you. The 1780 version of the song, they say, has four collie birds, being a regional English expression for blackbird.
Oh, okay.
So, or canary bird. Well, never mind. It just,
so somebody just along the way said collie birds. What the hell is that? Let's just make them calling birds.
Yeah, right. They call
them. Still rhymes.